Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Cade Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Representative Greg Hartzell of House District 28 about the start of the upcoming session, budget concerns in the legislature, and his plans to work on legislation.
The new session is coming up here. Obviously, one of the big things that people are talking about is the Revenue Estimating Committee and the numbers that they came back with. You say roughly about $100 million less than the previous year in revenue. And so we're going to be looking at some deappropriations likely.
I believe so. That is correct. That, it's around $100 to $110 million that our ending balance will be in the red. And so We're going through, the appropriations folks especially are going through, and the department heads are going through each of their respective budgets and looking at areas that they can trim a little more, looking for areas that appear to have overlap or duplication, and try to find savings in those areas, because the thing is that we want to be very responsible with our spending, and so that's what is happening right at the moment, to get that number down to where we're living within our means.
While we are looking, we're really trimming, tightening the belt here. A committee had gone through and actually cut out $90 million last year, approximately, and then this will be yet another level of tightening down, so there might be some things we needed to reappropriate that aren't necessarily duplicates.
Sure, and that's the challenge, is the House Appropriations Committee did assign a subcommittee with the task of going through the budget in this last session to find a lot of areas of duplication and overlap, and I don't remember the exact figure. $90 million sounds correct, but it's in that ballpark. And so I know it's going to be challenging to go back through there, take a second pass at it, especially when folks have already, they're counting on this for this fiscal year, the amount that was appropriated initially. But this is the unfortunate situation and reality we've been put in, with our revenues coming in under what they were originally forecasted. And so in order to make our books balance, this is what we're going to have to do.
And as we try to make those books balance, there are some things, though, that will not be cut.
Yes, that is correct. Parties are agreed that, especially with regards to K-12 public education funding, that's a commitment we made, and that's why we were very conservative in our allotment for the supplemental state aid. We want to make sure that whatever commitment we do make, that we will honor it and follow through with it. So this will not affect K-12 public education, the commitment that was made. This will not affect the commitment we made to Medicaid. I think those are a couple of big items that are off the table in this deappropriation process.
With those two things off the table, I mean, education, I believe, is the largest state expense. I mean, where are these deappropriations going to come from?
That's a good point to bring up. Both education and our health and human services are the two biggest items in the pie. So that just only amplifies the challenge handed to our appropriations folks and department heads to find the savings in the budget. So I know they're going through it right now. I in fact, was just in the Capitol this week and noticed that appropriations folks are busily working on the budget and trying to tighten that belt even further than what it has been, and I'm hoping to see something positive come out before session begins.
As session begins, you have a particular project that you're working on having to do with civil asset forfeiture reform. First of all, to give me some understanding and folks out there, could you just talk a little bit about civil asset forfeiture?
Civil asset forfeiture came about when we were trying to crack down on our drug trafficking throughout the country several years ago. And it's one of those issues where we're trying to keep folks from using assets that they may have acquired through criminal activity to use in their defense. And unfortunately, we've seen situations nationwide where the scope of civil asset forfeiture has expanded beyond some of your bigger drug trafficking situations. And, you know, our criminal justice system is built upon the premise that you're innocent until proven guilty. The problem with some of the issues with civil asset forfeiture that we've seen is some of the seizures are on items that are maybe $1,000, $2,500, $3,500, you know, something very small, and maybe be a $3,500 car that you use to commute to work. That's your main transportation. Well, you could be criminally exonerated from any charges and still have to go through the civil forfeiture proceedings and it may cost you in upwards of $5,000-$8,000 in court costs to get your $3,500 car back. Well, that just doesn't seem right if you've been exonerated on the criminal side. And so one of the things that we've been looking at with several lawmakers, and this is another one of those areas I like to boast about being bipartisan, and with various groups, conservative and liberal, that coming together to look at ways that we can reform our criminal asset forfeiture so that we get back to a situation where you as a citizen receive due process, and also to add transparency to this so that we can, you know, a lot of times that looking at putting a searchable database together that folks can go through, and sunshine is the best disinfectant in government.
Thanks again to Representative Hartzell. This has been today's Let's Talk Knoxville. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.